And earlier we talked about Jerry Ann's Neighbor. This is a fun new story. I haven't heard a story like this. They painted their curb yellow so no one would park in front of their sidewalk specifically. So it's only one side of the driveway or something.
Yeah, it's just the sidewalk. They don't have a driveway in the front yard, but there's no parallel sidewalk to the road over there. But they have a sidewalk going down from their front porch to the street.
What do you mean they don't have a driveway?
It's in the back, but it's not in the front.
Gotcha. Is it possible that they're just saving spaces?
No, it's right. It's the exact width of the sidewalk where the yellow is.
Okay.
So it starts...
Well, how long are we talking? How long of an area is this?
Like a normal size sidewalk.
No, I mean, how long is the yellow line?
The width of the sidewalk.
Which is a couple feet?
Yeah.
It's just a couple feet?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was maybe like a full car length or something.
No. It's just in front of the sidewalk, so you don't park there. And it's so obvious that he painted it. I mean, it's the right color, but usually, you know, if they paint a no parking spot, it's bigger. It's not a couple feet.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize that. That's even more weird. All right. So let's share some My Neighbor's a Freak stories at 539-9750 or 238-0975.
I had a crazy neighbor once who we'd pull in the driveway with barely any music and he'd call the cops in the middle of the day.
Just for having your tunes playing at a reasonable level?
Yeah.
You didn't have subwoofers or anything?
Huh?
You didn't have subwoofers or anything?
No.
Wow. How many times did that happen?
I don't know. I think his wife maybe worked at night, but she was up at that time, obviously, because she was calling a cop too.
Wow. Well, yeah, it's because you woke her up with your music. She had to.
But we could barely hear it in our car. It's like he predicted that our music was on or something.
Does he not like your kind of music, you think? Or
I just don't think he liked that.
Oh.
That's nice. I haven't had too many cop calls on me.
Yeah, he likes to call the cop on us.
Well, that's a fun situation to be in. Enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Stooks in the morning, got a neighbor freak story?
Yeah, man. Hey, I had a neighbor when I was growing up, right?
Yeah?
He had five dogs, and every Saturday, we'd watch him carrying a case of peanut butter into his house. Guy had no wife and no kids, and it was just really weird. I don't know what the hell he ever did.
Did that really happen?
Yes, it did. I don't know if he liked peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and, like, you know, I never seen him carrying the peanut butter or the jelly, but... He was always carrying peanut butter in his house, and those dogs were always, like, really happy and nice to him, so...
I bet.
I don't know what the story was there, but it was just really weird. Finally, like, he got evicted out of our neighborhood, so, yeah.
That's why you always ask for your peanut butter in a brown paper bag.